This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, April 8th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week this week on Skywatch TV. Of course, topic number 5, Ukraine. We've seen some happy stories this week of pets being reunited with their owners, but one story not quite as happy. A zoo in Ukraine is being forced to put down thousands of its animals after volunteers were forced to flee because of Russian shelling. This is the Feldman Echo Park in Kharkiv, says its largest animals, including bears and lions, are set to be destroyed because there's no way to get those animals to safety. Alexander Feldman, founder of the park and a local minister of parliament in Ukraine, said the creatures might escape because the enclosures have been damaged, the park almost completely destroyed, animal cages destroyed, infrastructure destroyed, but the tigers and lions have miraculously survived. The bear enclosure, particularly badly damaged, and sadly, again, no way in the current situation to get these animals to safety. In all, more than 6,000 animals at that attraction. We also talked this week about the influence of a thinker, a neo-Nazi thinker by the name of Alexander Dugin on Vladimir Putin. He's being called by some Putin's Rasputin. His writings, required reading for Russian soldiers, call for a new world order in which Russia would basically control the world island, everything from Kamchatka to Dublin, because he who controls the world island controls the world. This thought by Dugin is based on an older philosophy called Eurasianism, which emerged from the collapse of the Russian Empire in 1917, calls for Russians to look not to Europe, but to the legacy of Genghis Khan, to create a greater Russian Eurasian state, a new Russian empire built not on communism, but on the Russian Orthodox Church. In other words, elevating the Russian Orthodox Church to essentially the status of the Vatican in this new world order. Dugin's book in 1997 called Foundations of Geopolitics lays out his neo-Eurasianist theory. His belief states that the world is made up of sea powers and land powers, and Russia, as the world's largest land power, should exert its influence over the entire world island. And this fellow is a mystic. He believes in the divine right of rule and in ancient legends, which draw directly from 19th century occultism. Helena Blavatsky, the myths of Atlantis and Hyperborea. He believes Russia, the Russians are the modern-day Hyperboreans, and they must oppose the evil Atlanteans, which would be us in the West. What's curious is a symbol, and I should have mentioned this the other day. You see on the screen behind me the eight-pointed or eight-arrowed symbol, which is on the cover of his book. This is the symbol of chaos magic. And chaos magic is an outgrowth of the Telema magical system put forward by Aleister Crowley a century ago. But that symbol, the eight-pointed star or the eight arrowed symbol of chaos, is just an updated version of the eight-pointed star, which is the ancient symbol of the Sumerian goddess of sex and war, Inanna, arguably the god of this age. Moving on, topic number 4, Israel. What brought down the government in Israel this week, or what could bring it down, is unleavened bread. Seriously. We told you yesterday about the coalition collapsing, Chairwoman Idit Silman announcing her departure from the ruling coalition, which takes the majority government led by Naftali Bennett and Yair Lapid from a 61-seat majority to a 60-seat minority in the Knesset. But what prompted her to leave was a dispute with the health ministry over ordering hospitals not to enforce dietary restrictions during the upcoming Passover holiday. Nitzan Horowitz, who's the acting minister of health, issued a letter to hospitals in Israel ordering them to allow patients and visitors to bring leavened food into the hospitals during the 8 days of Passover. This followed a 2020 ruling by Israel's high court that hospitals cannot ban patients, visitors, and others from entering with food products that are not kosher during Passover. Horowitz, who is openly gay, is from the far-left Meretz party, part of this anti-Netanyahu coalition that took over after the last election. And he's initiated legislation that would challenge rabbinic supervision of marriages while also calling for the legalization of same-sex marriages in Israel. Now, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett supported Horowitz in this dispute, saying that people shouldn't be forced into doing things, but encouraged to show consideration. We don't need to be opening people's bags to check that there's no leavened food inside, and people who are not mitzvah observant should of their own free will be considerate and not bring it into public areas. Either way you slice it, without Silman as part of Bennett's coalition, the government loses its majority, and at this point, for her to topple the government, which is on break right now, she must join with two other coalition members to form a new party. Right now, she's only got one ally, another member of Bennett's own Yamina party, Amichai Shikli, who refused to back the coalition when it was established. Now, Rabbi Lazer Brody, who's a teacher who relies on Kabbalistic texts, cited a commentary on the Zohar, which states that when the Erev Rav, or the mixed multitude, take over the government in the land of Israel, it's a sure sign that Messiah is imminent, end quote. Now, we don't put any stock in the truth of the Zohar or any of the commentaries on the Zohar, just sharing that with you to show where the thought of some religious leaders in Israel are going. Besides these religious issues, Bennett's coalition has been challenged on other things as well. Remains to be seen if a new majority coalition will form or if Israel will have to go back to the polls for the fifth time in 3 years. Topic number three, the economy. Talked about that earlier this week. A key part of the U.S. yield curve inverted last Friday morning in Asia. That was the second time in a few hours where the yield on the two-year Treasury note rose above the 10-year Treasury. That's unusual. Normally, the longer you hold a Treasury security, a Treasury bill, the bond will pay off more over 10 years than it does over two. When that flips, that's considered a sign for an imminent recession. Just keep that in mind. Topic number two, the laptop from hell. The source who distributed information from the Hunter Biden laptop to congressmen and media has fled the country. He's now in Switzerland, saying he fears retaliation from the Biden administration. Jack Maxey, former co-host on Stephen Bannon's War Room podcast, gave a copy of the laptop to the Daily Mail in the spring of 2021. The Daily Mail, the only other major news source other than the New York Post that gave any credibility to this story until the last 2 weeks, when suddenly the New York Post, or New York Times rather, Washington Post, CBS News and other mainstream sources suddenly woke up and said, oh yeah, this is a real thing. Well, Maxey gave copies of material from it to the Post, Washington Post that is, New York Times, and Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, in his role as the ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, but Maxey says they all sat on it for months. So he's been in Zurich for the last 2 weeks working with experts, to dig out more from the laptop from hell. He claims that there's about 450 gigabytes of deleted material, including 80,000 images and videos, and more than 120,000 archived emails. Maxey says he's going to post them all online. He said that a former intelligence agency senior officer told him soon after he received a copy of the laptop from Rudy Giuliani in 2020, if you don't release enough of this so that they know you can release all of it, you're a dead man. Maxey took their advice, posted batches of emails and files from the laptop on file sharing sites, purportedly on the dark web, sites used by people posting things like child pornography. You know, the dark web, places where the government's not supposed to go. But Maxey said that within an hour, the links to the information that he'd posted, taken down. Says he believed U.S. government was searching this out online, and says this means our intelligence services, who still have not even acknowledged that they have the Hunter Biden laptop in their possession, were obviously diligently doing cache searches across the internet to find it and delete it after it had been released. He said this should terrify every single decent person in the West, end quote. In other words, the so-called dark web, not really that dark, because the intelligence agencies can access the material on it, delete it if it wants to, and it means it may also, the dark web may also be used for nefarious purposes by these intelligence services. The question is, who wants Joe Biden gone? Because this could bring down his presidency. The scenario that's playing out right now seems awfully similar to one that we predicted not long after the election, a two-year Joe Biden presidency followed by President Harris. Coming up, a brilliant solution to the border crisis. That's next on the Friday Five.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. SkyWatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the SkyWatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on the Friday Five this week, we can only ask, what took so long? We told you this week about the plan from DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to give illegal migrants in the United States every opportunity to stay once Title 42 barrier is removed. That's the rule imposed by the Trump administration to use the health crisis of COVID-19 to keep migrants out of the country. The change, dropping Title 42, according to DHS officials, would likely cause a surge of up to 18,000 encounters a day for the Border Patrol, which would mean 500,000 people a month, which is more people than are born in the United States in any given month. Well, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has a novel and long overdue solution for this. To address the migrant influx, Governor Abbott said at a press conference Wednesday, quote, to help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C. We're sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border. Abbott confirmed the Texas Division of Emergency Management will be responsible for this operation. And I ask again, what took so long? Well, we are just weeks away from the launch of our next virtual conference, the Unveiling. SkyWatch TV's Defender Conference goes live on the web on Friday, May 13th, 12:01 a.m. Central Time here in the Central Time Zone. That's UTC-5 if you're elsewhere on planet Earth. More than 24 presentations from world-class speakers such as Dr. Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, New York Times bestselling author, another bestselling author, Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. You can get the complete list of speakers here. There's some cutting edge material that will be coming out through this presentation. Available for 90 days, you set the schedule, determine what you want to watch in what order you watch. Watch when you're available. And again, you get a $10 early bird discount if you register through April 15th. The price goes up to $95 on the 16th of April, but until the 15th, just $85. Log on to DefenderConference.com for a complete list of speakers and the place to reserve your spot. Again, DefenderConference.com. During the month of April, our thank you gift for your support of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is Book One of the Red Wing Saga, the Supernatural series from Sharon K. Gilbert. This it's an engaging, compelling story with characters you fall in love with and teaches spiritual warfare at the same time. Again, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you decide whatever you send, we will send this as our thank you to you because we can't do what we do without your support. Find out more online and donate, skywatchtv.com/donate, or log on to the Skywatch TV store, skywatchtvstore.com, or call during regular business hours, 844-750-4985, or scan the QR code on your screen to take you right to the correct page. Coming this fall, Skywatch TV's first tour of Turkey. Sharon and I leading a tour alongside best-selling author Doug Hershey, the author of Israel Rising and Jerusalem Rising. We'll take you to the Churches of Revelation, or the site of the Churches of Revelation, and discuss the significance of each of those cities. Why was John directed to send letters to each of those seven cities, those churches, the angels of those churches? There's some interesting history behind it and also prophetic significance therein. We'll go to Göbekli Tepe, find out the influence of the Watchers on the pre-flood world and why Göbekli Tepe was built as the world's oldest religious site. We'll visit a second century underground church dug into the rock of Cappadocia by Christians hiding from the Roman Empire. That's the city of Derinkuyu. And we'll visit Abraham's hometown of Haran and Sanliurfa, which may be the actual site of Ur-Kasdim, Ur of the Chaldees in the Bible. Lots of teaching and preaching along the way. Join us. This will be a relatively small tour. We're trying to keep it to about 24. You can find out more and reserve your place online, skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. The next spring, we travel again. We'll be in the Holy Land. Glad to see that Israel is open again and not requiring vaccines. Pray that you'll join us because our tour of Israel is like no other. We'll be joined by Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat and our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Ali Henson and Donna Howell, as we take you from north to south, including the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Jerusalem, of course, but places a little off the beaten path like Beth El, the Altar of Joshua, and Gilgal Rephaim, along with the newly recognized Serpent Mound of Bashan. Don't miss this. We've got a sample itinerary posted online, breakdown of costs, and more. Best tour guides in Israel, thanks to Lipkin Tours. SkywatchInIsrael.com, SkywatchInIsrael.com. End times prophecy, the topic of conversation this week, as experts Jonathan Brentner, Terry James, and Pete Garcia join Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air programs at skywatchtv.com/channels, but just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, and then you take control of the schedule. It'll be there whenever you click the remote. Or just add the free mobile app from Skywatch TV to your smartphone or tablet. That gets you all of our video content, plus important news and a calendar of our upcoming events. All of that right in the palm of your hand, whether it's an iOS or Android device or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have apps for all of those, and to make it easy, we've posted links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link there in the top menu bar, or use the QR code. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.